Tablet 4. The five carrying elements of the senses are called panchatattva, which connect the citta, the crudest part of the mind, to the external world through the nervous system. The five organs of the senses, which enable man to experience the outside world, smell, taste, sight, touch, and hearing, are under the influence of the sattvaguna. But the carrying of their sensations is by prana. The five organs of action, speech, hands, feet, motion, generation, and excretion, are under the influence of the rajaguna, mutative force. The five objects of the senses, or the ability in the outside world to make us sense them, are the smell of the object, the sight of the object, the taste of the object, the touch of the object, and the sound of the object, hearing. These are under the influence of the tamaguna, crudified or manifested world. The panchatattva, organs of the senses, and organs of the actions, make up the 15 fine organs in the body. The physical, material, or gross body consists of aerial, luminous, heat, liquid and solid factors. This material body is the container of the subtle body, which consists of the mind, the three parts of the mind, the soul, the astral body, and the 15 fine organs. Aerial factor fills the empty spaces in the body and also takes in prana and oxygen. Luminous factor provides heat for maintaining the body temperature and for activities such as digestion, motion, etc. Liquid factor keeps the body moist and provides fluid for many of its functions. Solid factor provides a container for the rest. 15 fine organs in the body plus 5 basic elements, ethereal, aerial, luminous, liquid and solid, and 3 levels of the mind, the 3 gunas, along with the elusive I am, as a separate entity from the rest, God, make up the 24 elements in the body and in the universe. These are symbolized as the 4 and 20 elders in Revelation 4:10. When a unit consciousness, human, goes beyond these 24 elements, elders, he reaches pure consciousness. Then he knows he is none of these, but he is I am, which is a part of am. When reasoning is self-centered, the action is gross and desires arise from self-gratification and sensual satisfaction or other desires from the lower nature, then man is drawn toward Maya and he will be lost in the illusion of being separate. So he goes to hell. That is when the reasoning becomes gross and actions create bondage. This in turn creates desires and attachments, and the mind becomes false ego or unspiritualized. But when man realizes that he is a part of the universe and the universe is a part of him, his reasoning and actions will be directed toward the good of all. All this will direct man toward the Lord and pure consciousness. Then the reasoning becomes wisdom and action divine, and the mind becomes buddhi or spiritualized.